I've been reading Rupert Sheldrake too. Dude, he's the goat.
I had to go watch my. I watched The Darkest Hour with Winston Churchill.
Did you?
It always inspired.
You need some Churchill to bring you down. I needed
Churchill
dude.
To just be like, yeah,
just to be.
He's in the muck
for sure.
And when they needed him, he came out, started swinging, talking yeah. shit. Churchill's a man, dude.
Easily, dude.
I'm gonna start throwing up the V for victory in every picture. Yeah.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, man.
What a trip, dude. That was so fun.
Yeah.
Pieing Spud into an ass was one of my favorite Seen things a big I've ever ass done. Dick. It's huge dick. Watching just Spud and Billy, Spud and Pat.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite thing, talking about how there was medieval Spuds and Pats.
Oh, yeah.
Like 1,000 Pats would go into a village of Spuds and they'd all start scurrying.
Yeah, Pat's 6'6".
Pat is a Viking.
He is.
Yeah.
6'6". He's just talking about how he basically only has diarrhea or just failed couple attempts. Yeah, dude. He's like, I either have liquid shits or just failed attempts.
Yeah, people were crushing me. Like, me and Rainey were walking. He was like, do you ever eat anything healthy? Like, he wasn't saying it to be mean. He was just asking. And I was like, yeah. We kept walking. I was like, fuck.
Who was asking that?
Rainey. He was being nice. He was trying to be like, we was just being open. Because I talked to him before about it. Yeah. I was like, I just can't. Like, all that shit. And he was like, do you ever eat anything healthy? And I was like, like walking up this hill. Like, dude. Oh, this was my favorite one. So I think it was right after while I was like dying, Hoss brought up SNL and started asking questions. While I was literally like, he was like, what do you think about SNL? And I was like, what? Why would you say that? So then the rest of the guys start trying to like build me up. Yeah. And Butterly was like, he did one of those things where you like kind of tear someone down to be like, but you're the man. But he left out the but you're the man. So he was just like, look, dude, you lost SNL. You're like kind of, you're a piece of shit right now. Like all that stuff. And then he just stopped.
He's trailed off.
I was just like sitting here like,
yeah.
I was like, you gotta finish. Finish that. Yeah, it was
so fucking funny.
It was sitting by the fire was incredible.
Sid the Kid rolled up the last night.
Sid the Kid was chilling. They all
first of all, can we just take a page out of Sid the Kid in terms of how he deals with Bay? Leaves a wedding. And it's like, I'm out. I'm going to the mountains. It's like, dude, what an animal. Leaves a wedding reception, is like, all right, catch you later.
So he's out of his mind. Down, dude. Sid's out of his down. Mind. He's out of his mind.
He holds it down, dude.
He's an insane person.
He's 1950s.
He's
dude.
A good insane person.
He's 1950s.
He's a 1950s white guy. He's insane, dude. It's insane.
He's a strong black conservative.
He is a strong black conservative, which is tight. But
dude, leaving a wedding, I was like trying to run the, I was running the simulation in my head, being like, all right, Britt, it's been fun at this wedding. I'm gonna go chill with my boys at the wedding. That would be a half an hour argument. Just
with the fucking V for Victor.
Just fucking like, yo, I'm out. I mean, obviously they probably talked about it, but I was just sitting there like, damn, dude, just being at a wedding, knowing you're about to chill with your boys is like pretty sick.
Oh man, yeah.
It's funny how high and quiet he gets just makes me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Catch him at Helium in the corner every now and again. He's just so quiet. Yeah. So high.
Yeah. They all got launched as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if they went to the dark world like I did.
I think they stayed right in that. Yes. There's like, if you're at like an eighth, you're tripping your balls off. As soon as you start to edge over that, that's when like you seek shelter.
Dude, I was eating so many like chunks of these.
Yeah.
Mushrooms that I couldn't swallow them. Like, it was too dry. That's it. Like, I was, like, forcing them down.
Yeah. You pigged.
Pigged out as hard as I could on those things. Because at the time, I thought it was going to be funny.
It was.
I thought it was going to be a good bit. It was not a good bit, dude. I passed away. I was deceased.
It's so sick, dude.
Yeah.
So fucking sick.
It was fun, but... Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it sticks. Last night, it stuck.
Yeah.
Last night, people offered me things, and I said, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, there was no part of me that wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I had some Bud Lights flowing a little. That's crazy.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man.
We'll
see.
Dude, and I left early. Had my last Bud Light. I was like, all right, see everybody.
Yeah. That, dude, it puts
it's a good feeling.
Yeah, it is.
I don't leave early. I never leave early.
Yeah, go
walking
home.
Walking out. Yeah.
Chilled. Put on some. Yeah, dude, it's the best. I mean, dude, it puts a hole in the serotonin theory. How they're like, oh, you're depressed. Your brain doesn't produce enough serotonin. It's like, okay, I'm sure that's the case, you know.
No, I got plenty of serotonin up there.
Exactly. Yeah,
Molly has proved that.
It's been like, yo, you got a lot of this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of juice up here.
So that's the question. But it's like, okay, so that's the dominant model in terms of people's like mental well-being. It's like, well, it's not you. It's not anything you're doing. Your brain's just slightly defunct. But someone has one mystical experience on psilocybin.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and like all the studies show this. Dude, like I think it's like 18 months later, you know, people who like won't smoke cigarettes anymore,
yep,
aren't as depressed, aren't as anxious, fucking blows a hole in the serotonin hypothesis, dude. Which, by the way, hasn't been shown that good in studies.
Yeah.
It's not much more better than placebo. Hey, I'm going to be a dick because that's like a lot of people's like, you know, that's the, what keeps them moving. But, dude, I'm talking scientist to scientist, dude.
Now that we're both shamans.
Yes.
I think this podcast is going to fall apart now that we're both.
No way, dude.
There's no yin and yang anymore.
No, there's yin and
it's
yang,
just
dude.
Yins, dude.
I might have to yang.
We're a bunch of yinzers.
The mushrooms might yang me out.
That'd be sick if we switched.
Dude, that'd be awesome. The mushrooms just yanged me out.
Just switch personalities?
They could.
No, that's... I'm done with that stuff for a little.
True.
But
that was just a little shock. That was a shock.
I had to look. I felt its power. It's got some power.
You go back to calling it gay.
I'm going back to... Well, some of it's gay. Some of it is gay, in fact. Dying is gay.
Sure.
Like, experiencing death is gay as hell. That shit sucks.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was. And also I've taken small amounts of mushrooms, and so it's just like, it feels like you're kind of high.
You chipped.
It's fun.
Yeah, you chipped.
It's having fun. Yeah, I've never hallucinated like that.
Yeah,
like where everything was a hallucination.
Yeah,
I've never taken acid, so I don't know.
You never entered God's house.
God's house is gay. That shit sucks, dude. I mean, it looks cool. It looks cool. Here. It looks cool. Yeah, I'm going about you watching me hoss. You're watching me hoss out. Like, well, actually, everything else is gay, not me.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
no, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, we put those sketches, that first sketch out yesterday. Dude. Got that going.
That was, I saw it.
That was, I believe that could have been our weakest one. We'll see.
That's a strong way. That's a strong way to come out.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey.
And yeah, it was
sip
just
on
a,
this.
It was just a weird one. It was a fun one.
Take a sip. That was fun.
Yeah.
Take a sip. Yeah, people don't know what they're in store for right now.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot coming. Thought of one today with Garby's. Oh, yeah. Did I just tell you?
I think you started to.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Dude.
Yes.
I mean, couldn't be more excited.
Yes. Please subscribe to Gillian Keeves on YouTube. That would help me out.
I keep hearing people.
Even if you don't like it.
Just do it.
Just do it for us, dude.
Do it, dude.
Do it because we're friends.
Dude, we rarely ask for anything.
We're friends.
Yeah, we literally.
You guys are mean friends, but we're friends.
That was uncalled for, dude.
What the fuck, dude?
That is uncalled for, man.
There's a lot of jerks, dude.
I mean, you know, sometimes stuff gets lost in translation through text. People like, you know, trying to josh on you.
I think there were a lot more guys trying to josh.
I think people are trying to
josh. I did see that.
Every now and again, you do have someone who ups the ante, like, no, actually, it's factually horrible. Yeah, and you're like, all right, dude, take it easy.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, we're standing on the precipice of just, I wouldn't say utopia, but like, dude, shit's going to get really sweet.
Yeah.
Like 15, 10 years from now.
Yeah.
But
How so? What do you mean?
Dude, blockchain technology, decentralized media. People are going to stop. Someone sent this to me on Instagram, and it was funny too, because I kind of felt like a dick, because they sent me a video, and it was this guy, I forget his name, I got to pull it up, but he was on the Tim Ferriss podcast, and you know, it was like blah, 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 Bitcoin. That Balaji, I don't know how the fuck, however you say that. Balaji Sarin.
Let me see it. Oh.
Balaj. I think they call
it. It's made up. It's fake name, dude. By the way, that's what every single word sounded like while I was on it.
Sanskrit?
Just Sanskrit.
Did it really?
Just Balaji Burst Sarin. And I was just like.
Dude, you're speaking in tongues.
What? That's all I said, dude. I Bidened out. I was Joe Biden.
What?
I was Joe Biden for 5 hours.
Oh.
I was just going, what?
Dude, first of all, someone accused me of Bidening at one point. I was like all stoned and I was like, and I fucked my words up. And they're like, oh, dude, you have Biden brain. Yeah, you have fucking Biden brain. I just like.
Yeah, I did experience that. That was like while I was in that, I was like, this is what being old and senile is going to be like, which is terrifying.
True.
And it makes sense why they kill themselves a lot.
Do they kill themselves a lot?
Yeah. Teasers? Yeah. If you start losing your mind, you kill yourself. Because it was like, I couldn't really see. I couldn't understand the sentence. People would say something. I'd get like one word out of it. I'd be like, stop talking about teeth.
Yep.
They're like, what? I'm like, did I say that out loud? And they're like, you didn't say anything out loud.
I'm oh,
like,
man.
Where are we? I kept doing that. I'd be like, where the fuck are we?
Damn,
I was like looking around the woods. It was in the woods. I couldn't see anything. I was like, are we up high? I thought we were like in a treehouse.
You kind of were on a hill though.
That was fucking me up. We were on a hill. Yeah, you're exactly right. We were up high.
You were right.
Yeah, all right. Nice.
Up high. That worked.
Yeah.
Your, what's that called? Your like your depth perception was still on point.
So, yeah, it was the meter was spinning though. I was like, are we high? Where are we? But yeah, occasionally I'd be like staring at someone in the face.
Yeah.
Cause their face would be changing. Sure. So I'd just be sitting there looking in their face like, and someone would be like, what the fuck are you doing? I'd be like, just occasionally out of nowhere, I'd be like, did I say that?
Oh, man. Like,
no, dude, you're all right. You're all right.
Damn, dude.
It was, yeah.
That was the first time I did mushrooms. I was on AOL Instant Messenger.
Nice.
So I was sitting there just being like, talking to a girl, be like, can you believe that our thoughts are just coming up on this? And the lady was, I was like, it's crazier. And my fingers are just typing, but I was like, can you believe our thoughts are just coming up on the screen? And yeah. She was just like, what? It's like some girl I knew, and I'd just be like,
just a way mess.
This is crazy. G2G. Yeah, it was just G2G.
G2G.
Dude, I drove one time. I wasn't on as much as you. I took an eighth. And I remember there was a guy. You know, you know this now. When some people start to take on a sinister quality.
Oh, yeah.
You see their face, and there's this guy, and it was like,
bro,
he kept putting on like the worst music. And I was like, dude, this fucking guy sucks. And I remember just being like, yo, I'm out of here. In my head, I was like, and I told this guy 10 minutes beforehand, I was like, yo, man, I got to be honest, I don't like you at all.
That's right. That's
just
what
came out of me. I was like, I just don't fucking like you, man. And he was like, damn. And I'm like, I got to be honest with you. I just don't like being around you. So this I drove.
These are the hoss faces.
Oh,
that's what I was
staring
into the whole time.
Absolute
that.
Oh, man.
And, for those of you at home, I'm looking at a Goya painting.
Terrifying.
Yeah, Spud came down with Hoss came down with a blanket wrapped around.
Yeah.
Literally looked exactly like the witches in Goya paintings. And his face was right here. So I was like, oh man, sorry I'm going on about this,
but. No, it's fucking crazy.
All right,
top, a lot of people, I think like 90% of people rated it as the top five most meaningful experience of their life. So
it's up there.
Yeah,
that was up there.
It's crazy
for certain,
dude. The shit I was listening to with whatever the guy's name is on Tim Ferriss podcast, the Balage, I think. Let me just see this again, this is gonna drive me nuts. He said it a bunch of times. I thought he was, what is it,
Balage.
Yeah, it was Balage. It's episode 506.
Okay,
find it that way. But the he started talking about, like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't understand blockchain stuff a lot. But he's talking about that a lot, and he was
I have no clue what that is.
It's just like it's using, I'm probably butchering this, but you're using the AI algorithm to just be totally neutral and take like an accurate in real time historical record that people can then use rather than have that being constantly manipulated. So they talk to
it's not fake news.
It's not fake news, and it can't be fake news. That's the thing. Like, it can't. I mean, maybe, you know, obviously someone could figure out how to fuck with it, but apparently the way it's set up is that it cannot be fake news, and you can't fuck with it. So he starts talking about like media bias and how it's just set up as the most unfair, crazy thing, where it's like someone, like the distribution is totally unfair, where a person in like a, you know, a large.
So these guys are considered right wing.
Immediately now they're considered right wing.
I can tell you right away that sounds.
But like they're not. But the guy, the guy's being. Yeah, he will absolutely will be. And this, what they start talking about is how to safeguard yourself against all of this bullshit. And the first thing he's like, you need to get financial independence, but you also need to get ideological independence, where you can like have your own ideas. Because if you're not, you know, financially independent, you're kind of not allowed to think for yourself, because any way you think can then threaten your income. Dude, he starts talking about a book, and this is what blew my mind. So you know those little things where they say like the spectrum of allydom, and it'll be like a 5-part thing. It'll be like white supremacist.
Yes.
White supremacist, sympathetic, neutral,
me.
Ally, mega ally.
Me.
Yeah, exactly.
Mega
yeah,
ally.
It's me. I'm mega ally.
Me. I'm a mega ally.
So that's not like a.
More like a MAGA ally.
So he was saying, he's like, that's not that's not some organic thing that people have come up with. That's an actual kind of like a. Not a thought control, but it's a PR tactic. So it's like, it's a way to influence people's thinking, because they know, you know, because they're like, all right, we'll put you on this continuum. They can't get someone from all the way on this side to all the way to this side. So what they do is, this is from the book, I think it's called Beautiful Trouble, which is a handbook to activism. So you would go like, all right.
Good Trouble.
Good. Is it called Good Trouble?
That's what the one guy, the black dude in Georgia who passed away.
Is it Good
used
Trouble?
Used to call it.
Is that so? They,
right? Wasn't think, that what he said? Who's the guy?
No,
who
that was a guy. That was a.
What was his name?
John Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Good Trouble. But there's a book. I think the book's called.
Pardon me.
I think the book's called Beautiful Trouble.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, it's totally fine.
I beg for your pardon.
Get the Zen flowing, dude.
Another one.
Do they just dissolve?
No.
You spit them out?
I take them out and put them in my pocket. You can see it during the podcast. I'll go. I didn't know that. Yeah, I try to make sure you're not looking.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. Yeah. Dude, so he was saying this is a tool, this whole idea. And they're sending these things home with people to be like, you know, in like grade schools being like, we talked about this last week. Like, show us where you think you fall on the white supremacy scale. Like, which is like
one. I'm a Nazi. Yes, you have a Nazi attending your
that
preschool.
That would be very funny to fucking circle up. Like, here you go. I'm just like, you guys asked.
Someone opening it like,
whoa, fuck.
I knew we had Nazis at this preschool.
So the whole point of that whole scale is that, you know, you get the people thinking like that's how simple the idea is. And you say, you're one of these. You have to participate in this thing. And what they're saying is and this is something that's like been laid out as like a thing that works to kind of move people along like a thought spectrum. Wait till something horrible happens. And then you start saying like that whole shit of like, if you're not speaking up, you're like silence is violence kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you say you have to do it. Everyone's social pressure. You start to get peer pressured into doing this stuff. And then what it does is like you see people in your social network start